Delaware launched a program in 2023 to remove lead paint from homes where children poisoned by the toxic chemical live. WHYY's Chris Barish reports the state cannot keep pace with the need.
Delaware's Division of Public Health has overseen the remediation of 30 homes at a cost of $4 million. And there's only enough money left in the abatement account to remove or contain the lead threat at about 50 more homes. Meanwhile, more than 550 kids under the age of 6 were confirmed in 2023 and 2024 alone to have elevated lead levels in their blood. That means they likely have irreversible brain damage, which could plague them with lower IQs, developmental delays, and behavioral problems well into adulthood. No poisoning figures have been calculated for 2025, but Amy Rowe of Lead Free Delaware says state leaders need to allocate more money and act with greater urgency.
This is just a drop in the bucket. There could be thousands of homes or even more that are requiring lead-based paint hazards to be addressed, and we've only done 30 through the state program.
Lead paint is by far the leading cause of lead poisoning in children. While the federal government banned the manufacture of lead paint in 1978 for residential uses, about 42% of Delaware's houses and apartments were built before then. Nicole Topper runs the remediation program for public health. She agrees the situation is serious.
So we've been building and ramping up the program. We are in full operations right now, but there takes some time into building up a program. From inception, things are moving and the procurement processes, contracts are all now in place.
Governor Matt Meyer has proposed a $2 million cash infusion to the program. But Dr. Jonathan Miller of Nemours Children's Hospital near Wilmington says that's not enough to address the dire situation. Miller has joined Roe and other child advocates in urging $15 million more in funding.
There's an urgent need because the longer we wait, the more children will get poisoned. So the quicker that we can remediate homes that have lead in it, the less children long-term are going to get poisoned.
Roe succeeded Miller as chair of the state's Lead Poisoning Prevention Advisory Committee.
This problem will only continue to pile up until we address it. Lead does not go away on its own. It does not just degrade into nothingness. It will continue to poison children forever until the sources of exposure are properly remediated.
Last year, lawmakers also mandated that all rental homes built before 1978 be assessed for lead paint starting in 2028, and if lead paint, flakes, or dust are present, that the hazard be removed. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.